Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Warrior! You landed on the Coach JV podcast. This is a raw, authentic podcast helping you understand the power you have inside of you to accomplish great things. I'm just going to warn you, if you're sensitive, this is not the podcast for you. But if you're ready to rise, let's go. Warriors, rise! Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Coach JV podcast. We talk about motivation, health, and life. I'm your host, Coach JV, your top health and mindset coach in the world. Remember, what you believe in your heart, you think in your mind will eventually become your words and become your reality. If you can see it in your mind, eventually you can hold it right here in your hands. What you repeatedly do gets ingrained in your subconscious mind. What gets ingrained in your subconscious mind becomes an unconscious activity. I am the greatest of all time. I am the greatest of all time. I am the top health and mindset and crypto coach in the world. I want to talk about that today, Warriors. Once I finally gained the confidence to speak into existence, light, love, positivity, good vibration, because you should be doing that, Warriors, I am the greatest of all time within my paradigm. That should take nothing from you, Warriors, and that makes men and women so uncomfortable around me. He is so arrogant. No, it's called confidence, Warriors. We are spiritual beings having a human experience. Why on earth would you not think you are the greatest of all time within your paradigm? Why do people get so uncomfortable when I say I am the top health and mindset and crypto coach in the world? The only reason they get uncomfortable is because they don't believe in themselves, because they're a low vibration being. That's the only reason, Warriors. Anything you judge another person about means that's either something you need to work on, or you have an insecurity inside of yourself that makes you feel low vibration when you hear something like that. Do you realize that when I started saying I'm the top health and mindset coach in the world, that people started introducing me in interviews as a top health and mindset coach in the world? There is zero ranking that says that word. Zero. Oh, that's a lie. In my head, it is, because I believe that. I confidently believe that. But what happens is when I started saying I'm the top crypto coach in the world about 6 months ago, guess what happened? We now have over 3,500 warriors that have gone through our academy, and I'm being introduced as one of the top crypto coaches in the world. Why? Because I am. Because what happens is you think that you have to have all the knowledge and all the wisdom to say you are the greatest. No, you just have to have the ability to say that you're the greatest, to say you're the greatest. Because if you say you're the greatest, you're subconscious mind has to come up with the solutions to make you the greatest. Whoa, I just mind fucked you, didn't I? Your subconscious mind has to come up with the solution to that problem that you're trying to solve, or the question that you're asking. So you keep saying, why does this keep happening to me? Your subconscious mind keeps coming up with the reason. I am not good enough. Your subconscious mind comes up with the reason for you to not be good enough. JV is way better than me at crypto. Then your subconscious mind shows more reasons why I'm better than you at crypto. I can't get my shit together in my nutrition. Your subconscious mind shows you fucking pizza parlors and gives you the smell of the good food, Warriors. Nobody's stopping you. You need to gain confidence to speak it into existence, Warriors, because our subconscious mind only accepts the question. That's it. It's that simple. But what happens is when you say you are the greatest of all time, most of you are not able to handle the resistance that comes with the persistent badgering of people who can't get their own shit together. And some of you, it's your fucking parents. And parents, if this is you and you're badgering your kids and telling them they can't do this every single time your kid comes to you and says, oh, hey, you know, I got some investments I'm going to do. Oh, that's the wrong thing to do. When you don't have your shit together, how can you tell them it's the wrong thing to do when you can barely pay your fucking bills? How can you tell your kids to stop drinking when you drink every single weekend? How can you tell your kids to get their shit together, fathers, or your daughter to get her shit together when you're watching porn all the time? Think about that. Like attracts like. Vibration attracts vibration. If you can't get your shit together, your kids can't get their shit together. If you can't speak confidence into yourself and you say to your daughter or son, why are you not confident? It's because you can't do it. Warriors, they're just matching your vibration. You're a high vibration being or a low vibration being, and they're attracting like attracts like. You're there. You're in their circle. You're the five people they hang out with. And you keep saying to your kid every single time they tell you they want to dream, you completely tell them all the reasons why it's not possible. When my kids tell me something, my son the other day, I'll give you an example. My son was standing on a little bar stool thing or whatever by our thing. And he said, Dad, I want to jump to the couch. And I said to him, I said, son, that's not possible. And he said to me, Dad, you don't believe in me? So I said, you know what? Go for it. He fucked himself up. I was like, oh shit, this is going to be a disaster. He jumps, the fucking bar stool slides out from under him, boom, hits the ground. And he looks at me, he goes, well, at least I tried. I said, yes, yes. Thank you, son. Thank you for teaching me a lesson. I told you it wasn't possible. Who knows? Maybe if I said it was possible, he'd have the confidence and the chair wouldn't have slipped out. And I didn't, I almost set him up for failure. He tried it. He said, at least I tried. I said, you're right. You just taught me a fucking lesson to get my goddamn shit together and to not to encourage you. Now, I know we're supposed to protect our kids and I probably should have, you know, but he was fine. But my point behind that, Warriors, is you're a fucking dream killer to yourself. I am the greatest of all time within my paradigm. That should take nothing from you. I am not you, Julie. I am not you, Bobby. I am not you, Susie. I am not you. And I don't want to be you. I don't want to be you. I have no interest in being you or being like you. Somebody asked me the other day on a podcast interview. Let me get a drink real quick. Somebody asked me on the podcast interview the other day, who do you look up to? And I realized nobody. It was a weird answer. I was like, nobody. Even when I was a kid, I really struggled with that. I was like, I didn't have anybody I idolized. I didn't idolize football players. Who I admire, not idolize, is Jesus. When I finally found Jesus in the life of Jesus, whether it's allegory, you believe in it, whatever it is, I think he's a freaking badass. Jesus was badass. And I don't see Jesus as this kind, loving person. He was ruthless. You have to be a ruthless individual and a knowing in yourself to be able to do what he did. Think about that. He went against the grain big time. Big time. 3 days before he was crucified, he was flipping over the money changers. They put him in a freaking like this village thing. And all these people are like, who should we crucify? There's a criminal up there. And they say, that man, the man who pointed out their iniquities, the man who said he's made in the likeness image of our Father. He stands up there boldly and says, I am the greatest and you are too. And he kept trying to show you that you're the greatest. And we murdered him. We murdered him. We crucified him because of our insecurity. 3 days later, he rises from the dead and only certain people can see him. He comes back as Christ Jesus, dies as Jesus Christ. Why did he come back as Christ Jesus? Because he was looking for those with the Christ consciousness and only certain people could see him. He was crucified on the skull of the cross with the Jordan River, which has 33 longitude, which you have 33 vertebrae that go up into your skull. And he says, within your mind, you are the greatest of all time. And if you believe that, if you speak it into existence, you are that. You are that that you are speaking right now, warriors. So what words are you speaking? You know who I'm talking to. What words are you speaking? And why, when I say I'm the greatest all time, does it make you uncomfortable, warriors? I want you to think about that. You are the greatest of all time. Warriors, rise, get your shit together. Let's go.